Welcome to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Thank you. Yes, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is the best work I've done in 23 years. What's your point? But I digress. Throughout my long career, I've seen my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear she, he, and theys, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? Sure. Let's watch the tone, though, yeah? Okay, here's one. The group The Pretenders never had to. Not too long ago, an idea hit me deep in ye old cortex. What if I brought together the right creative peeps and asked them to make up scenes based on my own twisted, demented ideas and then offered a podcast of this seemingly magical process? And I called it Alchemy. Why can't you get woke like your lesbian aunt? Well, after months of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemist.
We're supposed to do that.
Yeah, so we're supposed to make a noise?
Yeah, no particular order. Let's welcome back Vanessa Raglan, everybody.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be here.
Why wasn't the crying game ever offered as a real game?
Oh, because of the tissue co-sponsor didn't work.
That's correct.
We really tried to land that.
But didn't happen. Mm-mm. Say hello to Joey Greer. Greer here and get used to it. When will you marry?
Pass.
Look out, it's James Haney, everyone. James, can I call you Cookie Kenneth?
Oh, my God. I just would like one time where I can be called James. That's my name. That's what people call me.
All right, well, then say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, do you even have 11 bucks I can just borrow?
You know I do.
Okay, good. All right, let's get to our first scene. Oh, it's so exciting. Because it's Halloween time, everybody, when we're recording this. This Halloween in Medford, Oregon, it proves to be a little different when ghosts and goblins ring the doorbell of Connie and Carl Meeble.
Where are the Reese's? The little Reese's?
They're in the closet.
Why are they in the closet? They were on this dish.
Don't leave the candy out there. It's going
to
get bad.
No, it doesn't. It's wrapped. We have to have it on
Connie,
the dish for the trick-or-treater.
Carl. I'm going to unwrap it and I'm going to leave it out. If this is supposed to be used, it's going to be open, period.
No, they don't. They think they'll be razors. Put on the hat. Put on the wizard hat.
I'll put on the hat.
Okay, look at me. Look spooky. Oh, very good. Okay. Showtime.
Trick or treat.
Holy shit. That is good. Connie! You just slammed the door in that kid's face.
Oh,
Connie!
God, did you see that?
Yes, I did.
That was...
hyper-realistic.
That was 4 feet tall, like a child.
It was a child in a costume.
No.
Okay, yes.
They don't make costumes that good, do they?
Oh, now they do, Connie. Come on, it's a different time with YouTube and all that stuff. People can go online.
Oh, I can't. Okay, I'll get it. I hope it's a little girl.
Unwrap those candies.
Gendered.
Unwrap the candy.
I'm not unwrapping the candy.
Hello, trick or treat. Do I say that or?
Either give me.
Jesus,
a
trick, the same one.
Or
God damn it. Okay, I slammed the door because it popped out of nowhere, okay?
We're going to have to kill that thing.
Damn right we are. Okay?
Bing,
bong. Hold on a second.
It could be a trick or treater.
It could just be a kid.
Okay, I'm going to answer it. You get the baseball bat with the nails in it.
Uh-huh, the Walking Dead one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
You are one door opening from a trick.
Connie, where is it?
I'm coming in.
No, Connie.
Is it in the closet?
It's in the closet, the upstairs one, behind the thing.
Well, why is it upstairs, Connie?
You stay there. We have a problem.
Yeah, we do, Connie. Why are you moving my stuff?
Carl, the creature wants in. Carl,
invite me into your home.
He wants me to invite him in. I'm sorry, but right now we're fully booked, so.
Let me see if I can help. Did my daughter give you guys a spook? We kind of rehearsed this at home.
Oh.
Did that not? You son of a bitch! Sir, get out of here!
Kill my daughter!
That took a lot out of me. What's going on? Officer.
Officer.
Officer,
they killed my daughter.
Well, no, officer, hello. Hi. Connie, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Carl
happy
Meeble.
Halloween.
Carl and Connie Meeble.
Halloween.
Carl Meeble.
Yeah.
With the car dealership.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, I bought a Dodge Ram from you.
Petros.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, good to see you
nice
again.
Nice to see you as well.
Man, well, this is a nice place.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, I just stepped into something bloody.
What is this? Okay. What's going on here?
It's a demon.
Oh. Is it a demon?
It was, we thought it was, I mean, in our defense, we certainly thought it was a demon.
Take the mask off.
Carl, will you hand me that?
Don't take the mask off.
That bat, please?
That's not a mask, that's a face.
Will you hand me that bat, please?
You're going to finish it off.
Yeah, yeah, I want to make sure this thing is dead, completely dead. Sir, are you the father of this?
I am.
Go! Yeah, I deal with this a lot every year. You got to kill the parent demon as well.
Oh my gosh!
Are those for everybody?
The Snickers, yeah.
I mean, I'm not really dressed up. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Hey, you're dressed up as a cop.
I was wondering about the gas mileage in my Ram while I'm here. Uh-huh. You said it was going to be 35 miles per gallon. I'm getting about 29. I wonder if we could do something with that.
It's probably how you're driving it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
so,
me.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't want to be a bummer. You know I don't want to be a bummer. But we got something pretty sad on the stoop. And
oh, don't.
It's only, you know, 5:30. I thought we were going to have a whole Halloween. I'm very sorry.
Mrs. Meeble, I will make sure people come here, clean this up, and you can just carry on with your trick-or-treating.
I'm sure I'm misunderstanding, but it feels like we lost two human lives in our own
hands.
Oh,
are misunderstanding. You are misunderstanding. Okay. We just lost two demons. They're all over Oregon.
That one was a demon, too?
Yeah.
The one that really looked like a parent?
That's how they get you.
Shapeshifters.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So look at you.
Yeah.
You know cars, you know things.
I know ghosts.
Mom,
you know,
Dad, I'm going out. Two dead bodies in the front. Really? That's lame as shit. Can we not?
Oh, honey, it's in a decoration.
All right. Well, I won't throw too many eggs in the neighborhood. See ya.
Yeah, actually, your kid makes a good point. I was going to have these cleared up. Might as well leave them here as a decoration.
I was just trying to cover for them. Yeah,
have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
We can put some candles on there, Connie. We can make it look nice.
Carl, what's happening to us? I can't.
You got this.
I can't.
Baby, you got this.
I can't.
Hey, it's your favorite holiday, yeah?
It was my favorite holiday until we smashed those things.
They were demons, okay? They were
demons.
Trick or treat?
Treat.
You're supposed to hand me a treat.
Oh, sorry. We're so out of sorts. Would you like the unwrapped Reese's or the wrapped Reese's?
Oh, please. Sealed and wrapped and safe for me to eat.
I'm not going to say I told you so to my husband, but I did tell him just that. Here you go. Two for you, big boy. What are you supposed to be?
I'm a businessman.
Oh, very convincing.
Thank you.
You're just in a suit, huh?
Yeah.
He's Bing cute.
Bong. Oh, other door. Trick or treat.
Yeah. Hey.
Wait, do we say that or not?
I don't think we do, but I think it's fun the way you're throwing him off guard.
I'm a wizard. Can I grant you a wish? You have three wishes. Look, this is my black cat. The
that
wizard's
being
cat.
A witch.
Okay, well, no, well, that sounds like a cat to me.
We have to take those improv classes again.
No, I think we paid enough for improv
classes.
No,
they were helping everything. They were helping us communicate. They were making us funnier.
There were 40 levels. I'm not going to go through another improv.
And we quit on level 22? Is
it
that
was
like us?
Enough.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Dinner.
I turn 13 tomorrow, so this is like my last official Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed about it because like after tomorrow I'm a man, and then that means I need to be the
person. Is this your bar mitzvah?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, he's not Jewish.
Well, then how's he a man if he's 13? The only men that can turn into men at 13 are Jewish.
I'm having sex tomorrow for the first time.
Oh. It doesn't make you a man, honey.
My dad says it does.
But it doesn't make you a man unless you know how to handle what comes afterwards, okay? There's emotional
attachment.
Can
you help me with that?
Are you propositioning my wife for sex?
No, for what comes after.
For the emotional support?
That's correct.
I don't know. I have my own young son, and I'm sure...
Look, I'm really bummed because like I love Halloween, and this is my last year.
Well,
okay.
Can we give you some candy? You're not wearing a costume.
Yeah, you just kind of came up in like gym shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, yeah, I have a hoodie wrapped around my waist, so that's got to be something.
Is it?
I mean, is it like a animal hoodie?
Bingo.
Whose child are you?
Yep.
Yeah?
At his house later that night. Let me see how you did tonight, kid. What do you got?
let me see.
Is that unwrapped Snickers? What is that?
Yeah, unwrapped Snickers.
What the hell is unwrapped? Who does unwrapped?
The Meebles.
Ugh, fucking Meebles.
And also, Dad.
Every time.
I don't want to argue with you or anything, but you said that when I turn 13, I'll become a man.
If you have sex, you do, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah. But Mrs.
Are you going to have sex?
Yes, sir.
Then you'll be a man.
Yes, sir.
That means you get a job.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Maybe go off to war.
Yes,
these
sir.
Are the things that happen.
I couldn't help but over here. Hey, honey, are you going to be a man soon?
Yeah, Ma.
You're going to be a man. Can you believe this? Our little guy's going to be a man.
I can believe it. He's 13. Look at him. Strapping.
Dad, not all of us did what you did. Not all of us are going to kill a man when we're 13 years old. Just because you did doesn't mean we all are.
You're right. Not everybody.
Kill a man. I thought you just had to have sex.
What's the difference? What? Not every man goes through the same ritual, you understand? So what I need from you is either sex, kill, or go off to war.
Okay, well,
I think you should pick sex, but I'm also saying, why not turn it into making love with a nice girl?
Well, that's the part.
I'm fine with that, too.
That's the part I don't know about. Mrs. Meeble says I need to have some kind of emotional connection
after sex. Mrs. Meeble?
Yeah. Mrs. Meeble got an input on my boy's sex life now. That's kind of messed up.
She was wearing a low-cut top. And Mr. Meeble seemed okay with
I think we need to have a conversation with the Meebles.
I'll stay here.
No, you're coming with us.
No, I want to stay here.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get in this Uber first.
Where are you guys going, huh?
We're going to the Meebles.
We're going to the Meebles.
You're going to have to push that in. I don't know where the hell that is.
We typed in the address. How tough could this be?
Wow. Okay, it's going to be one of those rides, huh?
Yeah, 4.91.
Make it take a little long route, huh?
Is that ponytail real or is that for Halloween?
That's not a real ponytail.
Don't pull on that.
Yeah, you're all right.
That's too shiny to be real hair. That's synthetic, honey.
That's right. It's not real. It's not real. A lot of people don't catch that.
Well, you never met my family, did you?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. You a man yet?
Have you ever had sex?
Huh?
Have you ever had sex before?
Of course I had sex. I'm a man. I got a job.
Have you ever killed someone? My dad has.
Of course I have, yeah.
Oh, have you ever gone to war?
Yeah, of course.
Dad, is this a man?
That's a man.
Oh. If it woofs like a man and it snuffs like a man.
Let me tell you how much of a man I am. Okay. I don't read. I don't write. What's I don't talk about my feelings. I'm a man.
Can I ask you a question, driver?
You get 10.
All right. Question number 3.
10 questions.
Not bad. Who's this other guy in the car with us?
The guy right there?
Yeah, we didn't sign up for a share.
No.
Parole officer.
Yeah.
Pretend like I'm not even here.
Oh, you're just verifying that he's got a job?
Mm-hmm. And he does.
Okay.
Is that a real gun?
It's a real gun.
Bang!
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus!
Dad, am I a man?
You shot him in the knee.
Dad, am I a man?
You're a man if you take a bullet. Add that to the list take a bullet.
You all are paying for this, all right? You got to pay for the cleanup in here.
Well, gosh, I don't know. It was your parole officer that did the shooting.
I did not do the shooting. Somebody pulled the trigger. It was in my pocket.
You know what? We're just at the Meebles now. Can you drop us
get
off?
Get out.
How about the hospital?
Timmy, you all right?
Fine, I'll walk it off.
This was such a bummer.
It really was.
I thought we were going to get a nice Uber with a peppermint. Charge my phone.
Hold on. Let me give that guy one star.
Thank you.
All right.
Bing bong.
I don't want to answer it.
Baby, I promise you, it's not going to be another ghoul. Halloween's over. That was last night.
Oh, okay? But what if they're still here?
The demons exist inside of us.
Bing bong.
But we got to take care of those demons ourselves. No, listen to what I'm saying. Don't just repeat it. This is the improv training, okay?
Yeah.
Just listen. Listen.
And?
Yes. Listen.
And?
Yes. Let me get the door. Hello. Oh, it's that
hoodie
boy.
Excuse me.
Oh,
it's
Jesus
lady
Christ.
Of the
Is the what? Oh, my God.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Meeble.
Are you okay? Get inside. Get away from these demons.
My knee. Let go of me. That's my mom.
God.
That's not a demon.
Close the door, Connie. Close the door.
No, it's my mom.
Oh, my God. Oh, Tim, are you okay?
Yeah, that's my mom.
How do I know your name?
There she is.
Hello, I'll just
Oh,
see
my
me.
God!
It's okay. Calm down.
Nice back door you got there.
What do you want, huh?
What'd you say to my boy?
Mrs. Meeble said it.
I've never seen that. Oh, hi.
Remember I had the hoodie?
I do remember
me?
You. Yeah, 13 years old. Oh, I overstepped.
That's right, you did. I was talking to my boy about how to be a man.
Oh, my God.
I was just saying sex is a big decision, and, you know, there's a lot of emotional.
You want to kill Connie? Just do it. Just kill Connie. If you want to do it, just kill Connie.
Hey, what, Carl?
Captain Coward, here's what we'd like.
Give my kid candy, right? These are our demands. Number four, give the kid candy next year and shut the hell up about his sex life.
Okay. Number five through seven, we would like you to relocate your kitchen island to my kitchen. Okay. I love that kitchen island.
You got and number nine.
Timmy, what do you need?
I need to have sex with Mrs. Meeble.
That seems reasonable.
Excuse the blood, Mrs. Meeble.
Excuse them. Carl.
I mean, you could say no.
You offered to. Well, you're 13. I can't. I wish I could.
That's right. Come. What are you doing, Timmy? It's statutory. What's the matter with you?
That's
you
sick.
Got a daughter, you two?
A daughter like a little pig or anything.
What? A daughter like a little pig?
Or a pig.
We're given the options.
We don't have a pig right now. I love them. They're very smart.
You got a kid that's half as smart as
you. We've
got a boy, and we haven't seen him, since last night.
I've got a deal for them. On the eve of your 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm. I like where this is going.
Mm-hmm. Connie.
Come to my house.
Why are you taking your robe off?
Connie. I'm just letting you know what you have. Imagine this 6 years later. I don't know how it's going to hold up. But on the eve of your 18th birthday, come to the Meeples.
She's walking upstairs.
It's really like 4.5 years.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what's going to happen.
All right, Mr. Meeble. I guess I'll see you in 4.5 years or so.
Okay.
Did you say yes or no about the pig?
I do not have a pig.
That's a shame. They're smart.
They're very smart. Okay.
And they're cleaner than a cat.
What?
Cleaner than a cat.
I don't know that.
Clean your cat.
Wait, you clean my cat or
No, I don't clean cats, honey.
Yeah, they clean themselves.
Cats clean themselves. Those two pigs, I'm saying that pigs are actually cleaner than cats.
I don't know that.
People love cats. People don't like pigs. What is that?
I don't know.
Their flesh remind us too much of our own.
What, pigs or cats?
Pigs.
I don't
cats
know.
Cats have fur. I don't have fur, do you?
They have flesh underneath their fur.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
Oh, my God.
What do it.
Look away.
Do it, Mom.
Don't look. Okay.
What's going on over there, Timmy? What's over on the wall over there?
Oh, that's a cool painting.
Let me find you.
Never mind what you hear.
Oh, God.
Where's your softest
What kind of a paint
spot?
You think?
My center.
Timmy, how's the knee, by
the way? The bullet seems to be lodged in my bone.
No, good.
Dad, is that the Georgia O'Keeffe?
It is.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done here. Thanks, guys.
Okay, should we call the Uber?
Yep, let's do that.
Okay.
And now we take you to a news story, one that I found most interesting and wanted to see what it looked like alive. The headline for the story simply read, "Satan ruled out as experts puzzle over mysterious flaming pit in Arkansas."
Do me a favor and look down into this pit.
What are we looking for?
I
see nothing
am boss. Looking for the bottom.
Right?
Well, it seems to be a lot of fire.
I mean, that's not natural. I believe
fire's natural, boss.
Not down in a pit. Down in a pit's usually darker, colder earth, unless you get to the magma, but nobody's ever done that before.
Why do we have representatives from the national park here?
Listen,
this is a state park, not a national park.
This area is quarantined!
Let's go over what we do and don't know thus far. All we really know is that Satan has been ruled out. Who did that? Who ruled out Satan?
I ruled out Satan.
What were your findings?
Well, we checked his thing, and he was airtight alibi.
His whereabouts?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all spoke to Satan himself?
We didn't speak to him himself, no, but we have ways.
He's got a representative, receptionist.
Well, goddamn, look who it is. Sorry to just barge in here.
No, they barged in.
Oh, yeah.
If it ain't the man with the cowboy boots.
That's right. Sent by the Vatican himself.
Listen, this is a state park, and you are definitely not supposed to be in here. We've got this under control.
I think you do. Heard you said Satan ruled it out?
No, I was saying I ruled out Satan.
Oh, you did, huh?
I'm not so ready to rule out Satan.
You shouldn't be, because he ain't ready to rule you out.
Are you an Arkansas representative of the Vatican?
That's right. I'm the vicar of the church through the vicar of Arkansas.
I see, because that's in Italy, and you sound pretty local.
That's right, and I don't speak a goddamn lick Italian.
Well, interesting to use that terminology as well, working for the Vatican.
So my guess is that it has to be supernatural, because otherwise fire can't burn at the bottom of a pit.
Where's the flame coming from?
That's where the flame's coming from. It's on fire down there.
Steve, you had a theory.
Yeah, I was thinking if perhaps... it wasn't Satan. Perhaps it was someone Satan knows.
Somebody said,
ding, you know ding, what I mean? Ding, 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 ding.
That's where I'm going.
The guys in my office, state park office, sorry, I don't want to step on national park toes here, but this thing's been burning for 4 days, right? We've thrown things down there as a way to see what's down there. It doesn't come back up, so what we know it's not a bouncy.
Oh, it's not a bouncy.
It's not bouncy down there.
It's not bouncy fire.
It seems that the flame engulfs them. We threw some noisemakers down there, you know, turned on a boombox, and the music, we can't tell if it stops or if it keeps going because you can't hear it anymore. But
not
the human,
over the flame.
What about flame and tardant PJs?
I think that's how dubstep was.
We could do that.
Look, I'm going to throw this out there. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. National,
nobody wants
federal,
to step on anyone's toes.
Vaticanian
We've established that.
Toes.
What was your name? Steve?
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Great
Jim.
Face.
Nice handshake.
Okay.
Save
okay,
it for marriage.
All right. All right.
Save
all right.
It for marriage.
Listen, I'm done talking to y'all because I'm going to jump into this.
No!
God, I knew it. Oh, goddamn, I knew it. All right,
that's
listen
not
up.
I thought we just hit it off.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, was this always something
you
like this?
Got evil to you a lot?
Something like this happens to me a
you
lot.
You have evil inside of you.
Maybe I do.
I mean,
hello?
Steve?
What the hell?
Welcome to hell.
Wait, this is hell? If this is hell, then I got a couple questions for Satan.
All righty, let me get them.
Can I speak to Satan, please?
Hold on, let me see if he's available.
Right. What can I do for you?
He's not Satan. He's fucking with you.
I need some answers, okay?
What are your questions?
Well, first of all, why is this fire even roaring?
Fuck
Who
you.
Started it and
Fuck
what's the purpose?
You.
Get off my ankles. Can you get off my ankles, you little son of a bitch? Now I need some answers.
This fire here is a one-way portal to hell. What else did you expect to have? I mean, that's why you're here.
Okay, all right, I follow you. So explain to me what the purpose is. Are you looking for more recruits? Is hell getting thin down here, population-wise?
You don't have to answer that. He threw himself in.
But he's not getting out, so we might as well tell him.
Wait. I could jump right out of this thing whenever I damn want to.
We want to see that.
I'd like to see you try.
One, two,
three.
That's what I'm telling you right now.
Holy
hell! Get out!
What was your name again?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. When I was down there in the pit of hell, it is hell, by the way. It's a portal.
Oh, I thought it wasn't.
Two things crossed my mind. One, Satan was a liar. He probably did create this. Yeah. And two,
that sounds like
I only thought of your eyes. I thought of
in
your
a
eyes.
Good way, or why did you jump in the fire pit right when we had a moment?
Because I'm a man of action, Rebecca. I don't want to sit around Steve. Bureaucratic red tape, whatever that statement even means. I don't want it. I jumped in.
I don't either. Yeah. Wait, are you national parks?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm state parks. This could never work.
Rebecca, look at me. You see this badge?
I do.
I'm throwing it into the pit of hell.
Ow!
Rebecca, you see this belt? Uh-huh. Taking it off.
What the hell are you doing?
Rebecca, Rebecca, you see these floor shams?
That means shoes.
Shoes, they're going into the pit of hell.
Okay, you don't need
here.
To take anything
I
else.
Stand here before you, Rebecca, a man who has been to hell and back, literally. Write that down, because that's pretty damn cool.
That's a book.
I'm here to tell you that
shoe.
You're the one for me. Boss, is that okay if I take a 15-minute extra long lunch this afternoon?
I gotta be honest. I honestly would really like to wrap this up. And I did say, I said that I did think it was Satan. And I'd really like to be able to say I told you so.
Let's jump ahead 3 years. These two are at couples therapy. We've got two therapists for the price of one.
I'm not comfortable crying. And she always wants me to cry.
I don't want you to cry. Don't twist my words. I don't want you to cry.
It seems like you're always asking
I
for
want
tears.
To know that you're capable of crying. Yeah, sure.
Every man is capable of crying. Ain't that right there, Preston?
Yeah, okay. Your time starts now.
Oh.
And let's kind of go into that. I think that's very interesting. Steve, was it Steve?
That's right.
Steve. And,
you know, lead with Steve. That's great.
Well, I'm just leading with what's most vulnerable at the moment.
Oh, is that Steve that's vulnerable?
Yeah, that's right, Rebecca. This is me vulnerable. And these doctors can see it.
He's technically a therapist. I'm not a full-fledged doctor yet, but I'm shadowing.
We know you're not a real doctor.
I'm shadowing.
No, it's painfully clear you're not a real doctor, but thanks for clearing that up.
Well, it's not that I'm shadowing.
What's you're Janice?
Yeah.
Thanks,
Janice, hear me out. Is Rebecca mad at me Or is Rebecca mad at herself?
I knew that was coming.
That's a question.
I could answer that.
Yeah, you would want to answer that, Rebecca.
I'm mad.
Actually, I would like to get an opportunity to answer this for her.
Janice, thank you. That's a little unprofessional.
Janice, thank you. I'm looking right at it.
Just go with it. I mean, I think Rebecca and you are both just really mad at yourselves.
I disagree. I'm mad at Steve.
Can I shake your hand?
Oh, that's not my hand.
Oh, that's a nice knee. Whoa.
Okay.
Do you
Steve,
see what's happening?
Steve, can you not? Let's not have any contact.
May I just give you a little context? We met when my husband literally went from hell and back. Okay.
Yes. No, we
That's
know.
Part of our meet cute.
We know.
We wrote the book.
Yeah.
But that wasn't reality. Now my life is a living hell. Okay.
Okay. I think that was reality. That did happen.
Right. Thank
no,
you,
but
doctor.
It wasn't. I couldn't know
Thank
him
you,
as
doctor.
A person. Oh, he's not a doctor
Thank
either.
Thank you, doctor.
To be fair, I am also shadowing.
Now, doctors,
he's
do I need to
up to you?
Do I need to go into the fact again that I?
Please don't touch
you. Probably
me.
Read the book. Please you probably don't. Read the book. You probably saw the movie.
Yes, I did.
Christian Bale played a great me. Now, do I need to remind y'all that I jumped into hell? Came out and proposed to this woman.
We don't need a reminder of that.
Because
I loved that. That's my favorite part of
the
story.
Now, you would think that would let me off the hook with certain duties around the house.
I would disagree. That makes no sense.
You would think that maybe the dishwasher can empty itself if I've been to hell and back.
Janice.
Just saying.
Well, in my opinion,
Janice, don't answer
professional opinion, as a shadower, I feel that the past is the past, and moving forward, you have to find an equal footing for each other.
That doesn't mean anything, Janice.
It does. It means that just because you went to hell and back doesn't mean the rest of your life you're going to
Oh, I like that, Janice. I do like what Janice is saying.
I got a serious question for you.
Yes?
Are you wearing Estee Lauder?
A what?
Estee Lauder perfume.
I mean, it's a knockoff brand, but yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Then it's not Estee Lauder.
Well, it's Estee Lauder, but it's the Target version.
Okay, and Steve, you don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, you know,
an umbrella.
I think we're getting a little off topic here. I think we're diffusing. If we remember using that word last time,
okay? Yeah.
If we remember also the word, please don't touch my knee.
Yeah.
If we also remember some of the other words of a missed connections with the brick, remember that?
I do feel like I had a missed connection with Steve. Yeah. Now that he's
Janice,
here.
This is not about you, Janice,
what?
Okay?
Oh, no.
Thank you guys for letting me take that break. I hope
doctor.
The two shadowing.
That's a doctor,
able
see?
To,
okay, now
you got a stethoscope on. I can trust you.
And look at Rebecca's eyes just light right up.
Steve, I'm going to need you to take a time out. Rebecca, give me a couple of things that have driven you to your need to come here today.
Well, Steve is the only thing that is, literally causing me to come here today. So that I would just say, Steve, one thing, easy.
Pointing less fingers, being more specific.
Okay.
Your needs
that
aren't being met.
The way that Steve doesn't meet my needs.
Okay. Which needs in particular?
Steve does not cry on command.
On command.
I'm not asking him to, but it wouldn't hurt if he sometimes did.
If he could.
I make very obvious invitations where we could weep together, and I'm met with nothing. I'm met with nothing. The way Steve doesn't empty the dishwasher.
Can I just get an example of an obvious invitation to weep together?
Sure. He's out at the office. I'm at my office, okay? We both work for the park system. And
National.
Yeah, I was going to say he loves to hold it over my head. But you beat me to it, didn't you, Steve? What he's good at, he's very good at.
It's just a fact.
He's national, you're state.
I'm state.
So you're in your office, you call him.
I say, let's meet at the house tonight. I'm feeling upset.
Feeling emotional.
Yes. I use the word upset.
I see.
So he knows. And then I beat him home. I turn off the lights.
Interesting choice of words. Beat him home.
Yes.
Thank you, doctor.
Home.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm not taking sides here.
Yes, thank
I'm
you,
just
doctor.
Playing out.
I
doctor,
set
thank
out
you very
tissues
much.
Everywhere in a heart shape on the floor.
Tissues?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great turn.
I sit in the middle. I put on, what's his name?
It's not It's
Barry
not a
Manilow.
Man. It's a woman. Her name's Tracy Chapman, just because she sounds like a man.
Oh, she's a man. That's a man. They've got the fast car. I put that on. I sit in the middle of a heart-shaped little ring of tissues. I don't know if you can call it a ring if it's a heart. I'm sorry, Steve. Don't eviscerate me.
We cut to the therapist's waiting room. Do you know when the doctor is going to have time for me today?
What time is your appointment?
Well, I don't have an appointment. I just want to know if he's going to have time for me today.
No.
Okay. I'll wait. I can wait.
Sure. You can wait.
Yeah. So I can
Someone
wait.
Someone might cancel.
Okay.
Next, please.
Psst. Yes.
Hey. If you're looking for a doctor to give you some advice, I could help you.
I'd like to say professional.
I'm professional.
Okay,
I'm,
then yes.
I'm freelance. I'm not allowed to work in this lobby, though.
Okay.
Hey, follow me.
Okay.
Yeah. Is anybody in the restroom?
No.
Ah, got to go to a different restroom.
Well, they said person. No. They said no.
They're in there. I could hear
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but they said no. It's fine.
Trust me. I do this a lot. This isn't my first gig.
Okay.
Follow me.
Let's go into the men's.
Knock, knock. Anybody in there? All right. Good. Come inside. Get in this stall.
Okay.
I'm going to sit in the next stall. It's going to be me.
Okay.
All right. What's your problem?
This is just kind of hard to say,
hold on a second. I'm going to start a timer now. All right? If anybody comes in, I'll pause the timer, I swear. But you can't talk to me while there's somebody else in here.
Okay.
It's kind of a... I don't rent this space.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That makes
starting
sense.
Starting the
that
timer.
Makes, that makes sense.
I'm starting the timer.
Okay.
Now.
I have this recurring fear because of that fire pit that's opened up in Arkansas that hell is taking over and that
I got to stop you. It was written that Satan ruled out on that. It has nothing to do with
Satan.
Okay,
but did you see the book? Did you see the movie with Christian Bale?
I did, but that's a fictional movie. Like, I'm sorry. Go on.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, well, that's... Well,
so anyway, Johnny, I say, you know, you're going to go use a stall? Or
I said, listen,
why do you got to be such a bitch all the time, right?
Classic
and she smacked me in the face.
Well, you smacked her back, right?
Man, I didn't, and I feel like I should have.
I feel like you should have.
Yeah.
By the way, you got that 40 you owe me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. All right, it's all done. I'm all done. I will see you outside.
Anyone need a wipe?
I think he does.
What?
I'm selling wipes.
Yeah.
How much?
$4.
For?
A wipe.
A wipe.
It's a pack of
Just
wipes.
The one.
It's a small pack.
Okay.
It has 3 wet wipes.
Keith, I think you were talking about getting one of them, no? Keith?
Yeah, I was, but you shouldn't be talking like that because you owe me $40.
All right, let me get to the $40, and you can buy some wine.
Wait. Look at those feet under that still.
Hey, who's in there?
Oh, shit.
Just me. I'm doing a therapy session.
I've got to clean my hands.
Mr. Tremont?
What?
Do you rent this space?
No.
We've had this discussion so many times, Mr. Tremont.
It's a public restroom, and I had to use the restroom.
You're using it as a private restroom.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Who? To who? Who am I helping?
Two people that know each other have shut the doors in the stalls. It becomes a private restroom.
Well, I'm
going to talk to the building manager.
Please don't.
I know
him
very well.
Stop.
Betty, you said you had a problem earlier.
I did.
Right.
And I hate to abuse my connection to you.
Right.
So know that I really thought about this. Mr. Tremont's back.
Oh, come on. In the stall?
In the stall with another guy in the next stall.
Another guy in the next stall. Yeah. Was it a confession this time?
I didn't catch it. I was offering another man a wipe, and I saw the feet, and I knew those shoes.
The Tremont shoes.
Yeah, they say the doctor is in.
Right. Well, I appreciate you bringing this to my attention, Betty. Well, it seems you're due for a raise, is that right?
Oh, I didn't mean to drop that.
That's weird that we're coming the same day, but let's talk about it.
Okay.
Here's how I like to work the raise communication.
Sure, anything you say.
You tell me what you're looking for, and I tell you how that works for me.
I'd like to make $4 million a year.
Give me another number.
I would like to make $3 million a year.
If it weren't a number followed by the word million.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I would like to make...
Per year, you were talking.
$500,000 a quarter.
A quarter?
A quarter.
You're good, Betty.
I'm very good.
Let me see here. I have a $1,500 a week
raise.
Okay,
that's wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful.
In Virginia... There's a grocery shopper who was accused of rubbing produce on his buttocks and then putting it back on the shelf. It's all in a day's work for the manager at the Kroger's in Timber Box, Florida, Mr. Tim Kreischer.
I promise you that that camera angle that shows that is just, it's trick photography, basically.
Trick photography?
I mean, why would I put frozen peas on my buttocks?
I've got another angle if you want to look at
it. Please pull it up.
I'm going to pull it up. Jeez.
We got some good technology at Kroger. There we go.
Come on. I mean, that's clearly you rubbing it around the hole, you know?
Listen, there's nothing illegal about it. There's plastic around the frozen peas, and I've got hemorrhoids.
There's no plastic around the frozen peas. There's plastic in the bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not opening it. I'm not putting the peas in my buttocks.
Can you play the video where he puts the peas in his buttocks?
I can play the video. Let me get from the cassette and go. Oh, wrong one. Sorry.
Okay, well, that's just all loose cucumbers. And is that some tomatoes?
Yeah.
Here's the one. Here's the real incriminating one.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure if you follow that tape and watch me to the register, I purchased those peas. I can do whatever I want with those ones.
You've purchased one bag of peas that was unopened. The open bag of peas you sealed with looks like Scotch tape and your own spit.
Oh, I guess I must have mistakenly swapped them. I thought I was buying the ones that I opened, but my mistake.
You're getting pretty sweaty.
I'll pay the $1.79 for those peas.
Yeah, you will pay that. I'm gonna have to. You're kicked off the property.
No, please don't.
Now, Mr. Kreischer, we here would love to make you a general manager. Hell, we'd love to make you a regional manager. But we can't move forward when you keep having customers rubbing products on their. I'm gonna say it.
Don't say it. Don't stoop.
Privates. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
What do you got to say, Kreischer?
The board's waiting.
The board's very angry, but also, we can work with you.
We can. We like a lot of the things you do.
You do great in a lot of other aspects.
The Timber Box location's one of our favorites in the state of Florida.
It's almost a flagship store.
You're an
almost
artist.
Almost a flagship.
We'd like it to be the flagship. What do you got to say?
The Kroger produce... It's just asking for people to put it
not
in the bucket.
Not good enough. It's not going to fly here.
I don't even know what that means.
That's not going to fly here. Do you want to work at a goddamn Aldi's?
No.
Huh? Do you? Look at me.
Let's
do you
not want... throw Aldi's under the bus.
They're German. I'm only doing American.
Are they, though? I think they want to be German.
I think they were once.
I don't think German. Germany does okay. what the point Aldi's is, doing.
If you're not a Kroger man, then you're not a goddamn Kroger man.
I am a Kroger man.
What are the first seven rules of being a Kroger man?
Number one, always be dressed for the job.
Boom. Yes.
Number two, show up on time and show up with a smile.
Boom.
Number three, wear your shoes, no hats.
Boom.
Number four, if you don't have change, don't worry, the box does.
Boom.
Yep.
Number five, everyone on shift is the same.
Boom.
Number six, if you ever come in late, just don't show up at all.
That's boom. Right.
And number seven, breathe. Slow down.
Amen.
Then get back in that store and fix this goddamn problem!
Step outside just for a second, if you wouldn't mind. We're going to confer.
I was going to have a smoke break.
That also works.
But should I stay inside? Are you guys going? Who's invited out?
Do you want me to stay or do you
no,
want
we
me
want you
I was
to leave?
Confused too.
I'll stay.
Yeah, you stay.
And I'll stay with him?
Should I leave?
Selma, you can smoke in the office. That's
fine.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you just wait outside?
I've been
okay.
wanting to do this.
We'll have you right
years.
Back in.
So I would just wait here?
Well, I mean outside. I mean
oh,
outside
you look
this
so
office.
Cool. Okay.
It's smoking does look cool inside. People never do it anymore. Watch us.
Someone, let me get it.
Is that a French inhale?
It is.
Someone, let me get a hit off that.
Oh, shoddy. Oh.
Whoa, look at this guy.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, it looks cool.
Yeah,
it looks
really
cool.
All right. What are we going to do? We got
a
name to
blow a smoke ring. But
now, I've got to be honest. He knew all 7 points like that.
He seemed to have memorized the first seven. I was going to say the first 12. Should we hit him for more?
I'm sure he knows them.
I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yeah.
But there are tattoos showing beyond his neck, and I maybe it's the angle, maybe I'm
we
tall.
Are not allowed to care.
Yeah, she's got a point.
We're not allowed to care.
Not allowed to care about tattoos?
No.
No, not in this day and age.
No. Look, Mr. Kreischer is a good captain of a ship.
Mm.
The problem is there is one tiny pinhole in that ship. That will eventually sink this ship.
What do you see as the pinhole?
You guys, nicotine is so good.
It's underrated.
Do we sell this at the store?
As a drug, we do.
Oh, yep. Good.
I got it.
What do you got, Steve?
We do a big thing, a Saturday thing. Saturday afternoon when the families are out. We have Mr. Kreischer rub the products on his butt.
I don't know.
What is that?
No.
Follow, and he says, he says something to the effect of,
I stoop as low as our lowest customer and ooh, and something to that effect, you know, a relatable.
I think that's
action.
Very bad.
There's
that's
no question.
That's
one of the
bad
things that got you in the room, Steve, is remaining outside the box. I think today maybe we bring you back in just a little bit.
Into the box.
Back into the box.
Maybe he should wait outside for a moment while we talk.
And I can keep smoking.
Oh, did he not leave?
No, you.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Steve, just for a moment. It'll be probably a very short conversation.
Hey, gang, I've got an idea.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Steve, are you in or are you out? Make a decision. Standing in the doorway is unattractive.
All right, I'll leave then.
Okay, bye.
That hurt my feelings.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Selma? Get another hit off there.
Sure, here. I've got enough for everyone if we can do this.
We're doing it.
What I think, forgive me if I'm wrong. We should fire the man that's rubbing the produce on his bottom.
I just thought it was a customer.
It's a customer.
It's just a customer.
Customer. Yeah. I thought it was an employee. Now I understand I understand why we're doing. Yeah.
So the question was, how much was our manager
going to responsible
involved and should be held?
Well, I sure as hell don't think he should start rubbing things on his body.
I agree. That was what Steve said.
I gotta
stand up for Steve and just remind you, one of the reasons we like him is that he thinks outside.
We
the
do
box.
Like that.
He missed fired on this one.
Hey, Crasher, thanks for waiting for us. So we just, we had a little conversation about you and we're going to go ahead.
Are you crying?
Yeah. We're going to keep you on. But this Saturday, you need to do a big thing for us. You need to rub peas.
Steve, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on, Steve?
What's happening?
Just telling me
what is happening here?
I had to rub peas.
You can't smoke in the hallway.
No, Steve.
You can't smoke in the hallway.
Yes, I can.
Not
actually
in the hallway.
Barry said I could.
Barry, is that true?
Yep.
Fuck. Barry said I can smoke anywhere I want.
I was just telling him that we were having a conversation and we're waiting for some answers.
Crasher?
You know what to do.
Come back in the office.
Okay. Me too.
Do you want Steve in there, Barry?
Let's take a quick vote.
Can it be a silent vote? Can they close their eyes? I don't want them to see my vote.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want them to
see
my vote.
Two fingers for no, one finger for
Barry,
yes.
But that's Barry,
no.
You keep your eyes open.
Does Crasher vote?
Can I vote?
Crasher can vote, but Barry, you're the only one that gets to keep your eyes open.
Okay, that
and
seems
Steve,
fair.
And remember, this is to spare your feelings, so do close your eyes and don't pee.
One finger, yes, he stays. Two fingers, no.
I'm sure we're all going to vote for him.
Go. Right.
One,
everyone close
two,
your eyes.
Three.
No.
Didn't go well, Steve.
Oh,
I'll be in my car.
Darn it.
You know what? Let's hold off on you getting to the car, which is a company car.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
if we can hold you as far as the lobby.
Barry.
For now.
I own this tie. Why are you pulling at my tie?
Well, I'm buying you that tie for your birthday.
Yeah, for me.
Oh, look, watch.
We cut to the Kroger's back in Timberbox, Florida.
How'd it go?
It went well.
Yeah?
It went really well.
I'm sorry. I had some of these peas. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I had some of these peas, and now I have pink eye in my throat. Okay? So maybe there's something going on here that's been passed around, but my throat has got pink eye. So tell that to my kids and me, okay? Well, who do I talk to?
Could you fill out a form?
Oh, yeah, let me fill out a form. I hope I don't die while I'm filling out that form.
You said pink eye in your throat.
In my throat. Can I talk to someone who understands English?
Hold on a sec. Are you going to deal with this?
Yeah. I'm the staff doctor here. You said something about pink eye in your throat.
I have pink eye in my throat. My kids do too.
I think I have that too.
Okay.
I'm not high. We've not met. But
no, we have not.
Seriously, and I think I got that too. My throat feels so funny.
Right?
Oh, it's like I got pink eye in my throat.
Now, I'm going to throw some doctor jargon at you really quick. So I know it might be, I'm not trying to condescend. But
don't worry. I can hold my own. Okay. It was a 5 years of medical school.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Nice. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
So, I see what you're talking about. Now, when you get pink eye in your throat, that's what we call strep throat.
Uh-uh, son. I don't have any of that.
That's exactly what it is.
I have pink eye in my throat. Thank you very much. Well, I think I know what it is.
Well, I'm a doctor.
I got this cyst in the back of my throat. It
and
looks like an
there's
eye.
No way.
It is pink.
Where am I?
What the hell?
Where am I?
What the hell?
I just jumped into a fiery pit for the second time in my life, and I ended up, where is this? What? It looks like a goddamn grocery store.
It's Christian Bale.
What is this?
Holy hell.
Oh, you are obviously all demons.
Well, hey, we're not demons. Could you just say one time, I'm Batman?
I'm in character right now. I'm playing a different role.
Oh.
All right.
I'm Batman.
All right.
So good.
But I gotta tell you, I feel so like this good. Is hell.
So good.
Can you say that? Can you say this? You say, "I'm Batman, but I'm Mad Max." Say that. Go to, "I'm Batman, but I'm Mad Max."
Just one time.
All right. I'm Batman, but I'm Mad Max. No, if we can stop with that, I need to know. I jumped into this pit, into this fiery pit of hell.
What's that name? What's the name of your movie when you go around and you got
closers, coffers, closers?
Yes, that's it. Say that. Say, "I'm Batman, Mad Max, coffee closers." Say that.
I'm
coffees for closers. That's what she said.
I'm Batman. I'm Mad Max. Coffees for closers.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
Do y'all?
What's
do
that movie? Did one more?
Do y'all
what's
know? Movie?
Did what you are, ever date Natalie Portman?
Do y'all know?
What's that movie? When
y'all
you
live
go
in
when
hell.
What's that movie you got when?
I don't think so.
You what's know, that movie? Hell. What's that movie you got when there's?
The I don't think I'd have a big pink cyst in my throat if this was hell.
I heard Timberbox called a lot of things, but hell ain't one of them.
I jumped into a fiery
movie?
Pit
what's that movie
and landed
you got?
Here.
What's the name of that movie? Two alligators are fighting, and then you ride one, the other one comes out and says, and then you look at it and you go, I'm not going to eat all that. And then
I know you go, this is not a knife.
Can you say I'm Batman, Mad Max, coffees are closers, and that's not a knife?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Batman, I'm Mad Max, coffees are closers, that's not a knife. Now, I don't want to be that the one to inform y'all, but y'all are in hell.
What's the name of that you
did? I never did nothing to go to hell. I think I'm just in a timber box.
Yeah, you're just a timber box, man.
What's
yeah.
the name of that you
You'll get used to it.
What's the name of that you
did? Never say Britney Spears.
What's Britney name Spears? Britney?
You ever date her?
You saying Britney?
As I've heard in La La Land, everybody likes everybody. You ever date Angelina Jolie?
Mr. Joey. Bale. Mr. Bale, follow me, quick.
Thank run. God. Thank
What's
God.
What's the name
Keep of that
movie?
Where are we? What is this?
All right, get into this men's restroom. Close the door.
Okay.
This is a special place in hell, okay?
I thought so.
This isn't a place so. For someone like you. What are you doing here,
I'm
Christian?
Special. I'm handsome. I'm talented.
You're all of those things
I must have done something wrong.
No. I think you jumped into a pit of hell and it just got confusing.
Well, I jumped in because I'm having problems at home.
Oh, my God. Here, step into this stall.
I'm already in another stall?
Step into this one. I'm going to go into the next stall.
Okay.
Hold my hand under here.
All right. That's a hard angle.
It is. Never mind. Okay. Hand holding's not important. Just
and
tell
that's
me
pretty much. Doing. I mean, that's what I said. You know, like if you're gonna pay me, right? You know what I mean? Just do it. Fingernails. You know,
you don't
money.
Have to pay money anymore.
It's hell
for fuck's sake.
It's not even a thing. But you know,
hey, you smell something funny in here. And I don't mean ha-ha funny.
I do. If it smells like a fresh meat or something, but.
What's in these stores? Check these out.
Just tell me how to get out of here.
You're gonna have to pray.
What?
You're going to have to pray.
Never.
Okay, well then, we're both dead.
That's wait, something in there. There's something in here.
Are you telling me if I pray, we both get out of here?
Yeah, but
and I go back
be.
Home to my wife?
It smells like somebody's thinking about praying.
Pissing me off.
If I pray, what happens to this whole place?
It disappears.
I don't know if I could do that, even though it's hell, these people seem to like it.
I mean, it's just the door. We should just open it. I don't want to do it.
What was that movie with that guy? The
movie. The movie that what? The
can I say any kind of prayer?
Any kind of prayer.
Dear God,
coffee
if you
something.
Exist,
closes,
I'm sorry for all the things. Baby?
Welcome home.
smells good.
Have you been crying?
Yeah, baby. Let me get this door.
Trick or treat.
Oh, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
Trick or treat.
I forgot. All about, baby, do we have any candy?
Trick or treat.
I have some bread.
Is
bread fun for you?
Trick or treat.
Trick. Do a trick.
Oh,
we
all
pick
right.
trick.
We pick trick.
Okay. Look, I can make my feet.
Good Whoa. Job, little man. Good job.
Whoa.
Shutting the
thank
door
you.
There.
Baby. I missed you so much.
I miss
much.
You. I wasn't at work today. I wasn't on set.
Where did you go?
I was walking back to my trailer after a really incredible take.
Oh,
I just did one
love
take today.
You got your take.
Bing bong.
And I thought, give me 1 second.
Hi, my son just came over here, and you asked him to do a trick for
trick,
you.
Trick, please, right. trick.
No, that's not how trick, this please. Holiday works.
Trick.
No, you give us a trick.
You don't
we
know.
Choose.
You give want us me to give you a trick?
No, we choose trick.
My
Christian,
son is crying.
Come here. You want a trick? Come here.
Well, I want my son
oh, wait,
to get
let
a
me
trick.
Look up your nose.
Yeah. Oh,
shut that door. Babe.
Uh-huh.
And as I was walking back to my trailer, I got upset and I saw
oh, no.
a pit on fire.
Pit on fire.
Oh. 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah.
And trick or treat.
Trick.
Trick.
Okay.
Great. And I jumped into this pit because I was tired of my life, and I was tired of us.
You jumped into a pit because you're tired of me?
Not of you, of us. Of us, baby. But I'm back. Here. I'm back. I went to this place.
Bing dong.
So I'm better than hell?
You get that door, I'll get that door.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Bing bong. Oh. You got a candy?
No.
Okay.
What do you want?
Candy?
No.
God.
Do you like bread or cans?
Baby, open your window!
Yes.
I need candy, you sons of bitches.
Wait a second.
Give me your candy.
Wait a second. It's not Halloween. There is no time. Wait, maybe this is another circle of hell.
What?
Baby, are you real? Oh, no. Baby. Baby. Baby.
Oh, and another episode of Alchemy This comes to a beautiful close from the gates of hell. I want to thank all of our alchemists around the table. Let's start with Mr. James Heaney. James, thank you so much. Tell the folks a little something about yourself or how they might find you elsewhere.
Well, I've been doing a lot of video games on GameFront.
Thanks. Vanessa, what are you doing? Sorry, just feeling the moment. Video games?
Yeah, on GameFront. You could probably find that and doing a lot of streaming of that. And, yeah.
Right on. Fantastic. Vinish, thanks for letting us tear you away from Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh,
1 year?
1 year is coming right up.
Oh, my. When is the celebration?
The new season starts in a week, and I guess the official year we've been open for shows isn't until January. But this is a year from when we launched our Kickstarter.
Congratulations.
Crazy time. Yeah. So come to Dynasty Typewriter. Check out Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram, but that's what I'm doing most of the time.
Please, yes, what and thank you. Let's go with Greerster around the table. Greer fan?
Check me out at West Side Comedy Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Is there another way you could say that?
No. Okay. I really cannot.
Sure.
I really cannot.
Sure, sure.
I'm on social media.
Bear Supply.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you where to find me.
Pretty
funny. You got to find me.
West Side Comedy Theater.
West Side Comedy Theater, yeah.
Chris Alvarado.
The West Side Comedy Theater,
mm-hmm.
which I love. And I get to perform there with a lot of people. Have fun, and you always come to shows.
I do. I come to a lot of shows.
Good.
You guys had the punch cards, right?
We had the punch cards.
You're going to get a sub one of these days.
If you want to see me post
please.
Once every
72 days,
2.5 months,
sure.
Usually a show promo, check out at Chris Alvarado on all social media platforms, guys. We're going to have a good time.
I like that very much. Hey, if you want to reach out and give us some suggestions for future shows, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Please feel free to join on our Instagram and Twitter, Alchemy This, and let us know what your thoughts are and how we can make your life just a little bit better by being more insane than everyone else you know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good goal.
It's nice.
We missed Craig Kukowski terribly today. He'll be joining us ASAP, allegedly gainfully employed, whatever. Doug Bame in the booth. Let's all give a big shout out to Doug Bame.
Thank you, Doug.
On sound effects, Brito. We miss Brito mm-hmm. so very, very much.
He's in New York.
Back.
He's New York way. And we can't forget Sophie Lichterman.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's how you say it scientifically and literally.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lichterman.
Mm. Genus and species.
There you go.
Yep.
And if anybody wants to start the Instagram account, I'm Batman. I'm Mad Max. Coffee is for closers. That's not a knife.
Please.
I would love to see it.
Yeah. There's an opportunity there.
Or a meme. Make it happen.
Yeah.
And we'll make a t-shirt. Until next time, Alchemy This.